إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue on the issue of reliability as a core component of leadership. And I want to say to you and remind myself and you that the reason I insist on consistency as being the route to reliability is because every time we are consistent, we are saying something about ourselves. And every time we are not consistent, we are also saying something about ourselves. So every time you are consistent, you are saying about yourself to the people who you are talking to that you can trust me. You can trust me, you can rely on me, and I am there for you. You can give me something and I will deliver. And every time you are inconsistent, when you are given something and you don't deliver, when you are told to do something and you don't do it, you agree to do something and you don't do it, you say you will meet somebody at a particular time and you don't get there, then you are saying something about yourself, the exact opposite, which is to say that you're saying to the people, you're saying to your clients, your customers, your friends, whoever deals with you, please do not trust me. I am not trustworthy. Now, just think about this, reflect on this and ask yourself, is this the message that you want to give to the people around you to say, do not trust me. I am not worthy of being trusted. Is this something that you want to say to the people? Now, how stupid is that? How dumb is that? And that's the point I'm making when I keep saying over and over again that consistency is the foundation for reliability, and reliability is what builds trust. And it's only when you are trusted that you can be a leader. If you look at the people of the in the seerah, if you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at the Sahaba, they were people who were extremely consistent with what they did. If they started a particular act of goodness, if they started a particular action of worship, they would continue that all their lives. They never stopped it. If they started doing something, they continued with that throughout their lives. And that is what was the secret of their success, because the fact that they were consistent and they were reliable. If you look also at quality measurement parameters, for example, take ISO. What is ISO? ISO is, again, a measurement of reliability. Are you, when you are qualifying and you're getting certified for ISO certification, you are effectively saying that you are guaranteeing your customers that you are going to be producing the same product exactly the same way to exactly the same quality every single one of the times. And that's what ISO certification is all about. So you are saying, you are certifying consistency. You're saying that this is what you're going to get no matter where you get it, no matter what. This is the secret of branding. If you take McDonald's, for example, I'm not promoting McDonald's or something. McDonald's is about the worst thing that you can have for your health. If you want to go overboard with it, then also have a Coke with it or a Pepsi. But the point is that any McDonald's you go to anywhere in the world, you can be guaranteed of getting exactly the same kind of product. A Big Mac is a Big Mac, and it will kill you just as easily in China as it will kill you in America, as it will kill you in UK, as it will kill you in India. So the point is that here is a product which is consistent, and they go to huge lengths in order to ensure that that consistency criterion is met. It goes with the whole point of branding. The whole point of branding is that anywhere you turn, you become recognizable by anything to do with you, whether it's the color, whether it's the shape, the architecture of it, whether it's the graphics that you use. Going further, if you look at service branding, for example, you're looking at service and you're saying that this is our service brand. Now, if you fly Emirates, this is what you're going to get. If you fly Singapore Airlines, this is what you're going to get. So continuously, you're giving the same message over and over again and saying that this is what you are going to get if you fly our airlines, because this is the level of service that you are absolutely guaranteed to get every single one of the times. So this is the whole point of consistency that I'm talking about, and I'm saying that consistency is the core of reliability. As I'm sitting here, I'm recording this in Dubai airport in the lounge, and again, all around me is examples of consistency, examples of what does it mean to provide a certain product at a certain quality level, which boils down to the same thing, which is how consistently can you deliver what you promise to deliver. delivering on the promise is what consistency is all about, and that is what reliability is about, that's what trust is built on, that is the meaning of ihsan, that is the meaning of being true to your word, and this is the mark of the man, this is the mark of the individual who is worthy of being trusted and who is worthy of being a leader. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be consistent, to enable us to be true to our word, to enable us to be seen as reliable, and to enable us to be seen as trustworthy, so that we become good examples of what a Muslim should be. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.